The Ramban writes in the, regarding the parasha regarding the Sota, the woman who's suspected of committing adultery. So the Torah goes through the different details, and one of them is you drink from a certain potion, you put the Shem Hashem in, and if she's innocent, they live happily ever after. If not, it doesn't end so well. So the Ramban points out, it's interesting to note that usually a mitzvah and a miracle are mutually exclusive, because mitzvah means something I'm doing. Specifically, if you have to show God you're doing the mitzvah on your own to do a nes, so it's counterintuitive. Like he explains by other areas, after after different people did chesed, so then, let's say, by the well, so the water came up. But while you're doing the mitzvah, it has to come from you. So that's the Ramban Yesod. So why is it unique here? Because we know a relationship is all about trust. And therefore, you could say anything you want, but if they're not going to trust you, it's not going to mean anything. The only way you can get the relationship back, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives testimony, no, this person was innocent, so therefore, for Shalom Bayit's purposes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to do Nisim. Generally, he won't do any miracles, but for Shalom Bayit, he would. And in fact, this isn't just a nice drasha, but the Gemara in Shabbos tells us the concept of Shalom Bayis. That Shalom Bayis, the Gemara wants to know, if you only have enough money for Nir Shabbos, Nir Chanukah, or wine for Kiddush. So Nir Shabbos has Shalom Bayis going for it. Nir Chanukah is presuming Nisa, publicizing the miracle. And white for Kiddush has Tadir v'sheino Tadir Kodem going for it. So which one wins? So the Gemara says, Pshita, near Shabbos Adif. Why? Mishum Sholom Beiso. Because of Sholom Bayis. As Rashi quotes, there's nothing worse. You're walking around in the dark and you stub your toe. And it's what the psychologists call misplaced aggression. You start screaming at everybody else. So therefore, we believe in artificial light, that we know the sad time, seasonal adjustment is ordered, people are affected. So therefore we have light for on Shabbos, and that's why we see even the great Avos, Yitzchak, before he gave a bracha to Esav, he says, get me some ribs and steak, get me in a good mood. Or we see Elisha, get me someone to play me music. We know light, food, music, things that give us joy. And there's nothing wrong with them. In Judaism, it's a pro. You take advantage of those. So the Gemara says, Pshita, near Shabbos Adif, because of Sholom Bayit. We see it's halachic principle, that Sholom Bayit beats out Pirsumi Nisa, publicizing the miracle, Chanukah, Purim, Dawud Kosos, as well as we see it from like the Ramban, that we never do mitzvahs, but in this case he's willing to do an eis. And in fact that's why there's a whole debate in the Gemara discussion, how do you put up a mezuzah, vertical, horizontal, and so the different opinions. So the minhag Ashkenaz is we compromise. You do something we usually don't do. We either like pick a shita. Here we compromise, we put it on a slant. What's the reason why? So they point out is because it's the first thing you walk into a Jewish home. It's going to be Kabbizusha. So we know it can't be my way or the highway. That never works. So therefore, the first thing you take on when you realize you're going to move into a home, whether it's good old roommates, husband and wife, parents, families, You should look at the mezuzah and see, in order to make peace, I have to compromise. And that's why we say at the end of because fighting leads to machlokas, is the famous Maisa with Shlomo Zalman, who is known for his Shalom Bayit. Before he's walking home with his Talmidim, before he walked in, he knocked on the door. But he fixed his hat and tie. He says to the student, said, are you expecting guests? Of course, sure am. The Gemara says when there's peace between Ish v'Ishto, when there's peace in the family, so then Ashchina Shora, the divine presence lives here. The house of Kedusha, when it's fighting, God runs away. Machikas Hashem is machokes. Sholom is when you bring a Kaddish Baruch Hu in your home. And that's the Yisod. As we know, as we see the Ramban, it's the only mitzvah that involves a nes because of the important principle of Sholom Bayis. We see the Gemara talks about Shalom Bayis. Talks about Shalom Bayis in terms of Ner Shabbos. We see the mezuzahs on a slant because the first thing when you enter your home, we see Rav Shlomo Zalman. And as well, it says, Gosavaru Eish Bechol Moshe Oseichem, the Arizal. The Zohar writes that Gosivaru Eish the Eisha Machokas. You shouldn't have Machokas all week long, but on Shabbos, that's why Shabbat Shalom is a special mitzvah of Shalom, and that's why they say a Maisa with two good Gedolim, Rav Chaim Moshe Grzinski and Ostrover, they were vacationing out in the summer, and they were talking. They said, "Give me a Shtekel Torah," and the Rav Chaim said to the Ashrav, oh, you're a big time achacha. He said, you're a gavra rabba. So the Ashrav said, you know what a gavra rabba means? I'll tell you, he says, because the Gemara in Makkos tells us there are some very foolish people out there. We know that without the Gemara in Makkos. But the Gemara in Makkos tells us there are very foolish people. They're very foolish people. They stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for Talmidei Chacham. And why is that silly? Because the Torah tells us you give 40 makas, and they don't stand up for a Gav HaRab, is the expression of the Gemara. The Torah says 40 makas, and they say 39. So the Asur Torah, yeah, it's like usually the derech of the Gemara is to find the earlier source. We just finished Sfiras Omer. So it says in Sefer Vayikra, Svarta Machem Imacharaz Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So it's 50 days. And yet we know it's only 49. Why didn't the Gemara quote that Gemara and call him a Gavra Rabba? So that's what we said, because the Gavra Rabba doesn't mean a Talmud Chacham. Someone who could make all the drushes. A Gavra Rabba is someone who takes away pain from another Yid, from another Jew. We're not talking about some tzaddik here, they're giving a makas. But to save someone from pain from 40 to 39, that's the goal of a Yid. In fact, the Gemara, when it talks about V'ahavta Recha Kamocha, it talks about someone who you're putting to death. Is it better that they should die right away but without clothes on or less clothes? They'll physically suffer less, but they might be busha. Versus, should you have them with the clothes on and they'll just die a little longer? So the concern is, you have to wear a kamocha on all people. So if we see we have to wear a kamocha applies to Rishon, people who are being Haruge Basin. People have been giving makas, how much more so to one's own family and friends. And that was the mistake of the students, Rabbi Akiva. How could it be? Rabbi Akiva taught Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So how could the students be guilty? So it could be because they got caught up in the big shilas. If I only have enough water, do I share my water? Do I keep it? And sometimes you get so caught up in the big questions, you forget the everyday things. It's that opening the door, saying hello, checking up on someone who's sick, some Bikur Cholam, some Nicham Avelam. You get caught up in the big things. And that's what, that could have been Rabbi Akiva soon. That's why, before a Ger converts to Judaism, the Gemara says you get asked him the mitzvahs Kalos and Chamuras. If they're willing to accept the Chamuras, why do you have to tell them about the Kalos? If they're willing to accept the strict and hard, difficult ones, they'll certainly keep the simple ones. The answer is no. Sometimes you get so caught up, and there are people, I want to cut off in the midst of Kiddush Hashem. Then I'm willing to go out. But on the everyday things, the everyday Kiddush Hashem is much harder. As I explained, why does the Torah begin with Lech Lecha? Why not with Or Kostim? When Avram jumped into fiery furnace, because as difficult as it is to jump into a Kivshan Eish, it's much harder to have a daily Lech Lecha, to make be a walking Kiddush Hashem. And that's what the Ustrover saying, Gavra Rabba, someone who takes away the suffering from one yid, and even by a Russia, we have to be careful how we treat them, how much more so when it comes to our family or friends. It says by Yosef, by his brothers, by Yavo also Merocha, they saw him from afar. That's the cause of sin haschina. Sin haschina is when you see someone, you don't get to know the person and see really what they're all about. And that's the yisod here of the Ramban. Even by the Meisota, that's where we learn out the mitzvah of Shalom Bayit, that you're allowed to violate an Issa Daraisa. You could destroy God's name, which is a very severe Avera. If it's to save a marriage, as they made a Kal Vachomer. If you could do Mechikas Hashem to save one marriage, how much more so when to do Mechikas Hashem to save the whole Klal Yisrael, and therefore, and that's the Yisod of Shalom Bayit and working out with other Mechaveiro.